be seen. It is beyond form. Listen, it cannot be heard. It is beyond sound. Grasp it, it cannot be held. It's intangible. These three are indefinable. Therefore, they are joined in one. From above, it is not bright. From below, it is not dark. An unbroken thread beyond description. It returns to nothingness. The form of the formless. The image of the imageless. It is called indefinable and beyond imagination. Yes, this is an extremely difficult thing for most people to understand. But for you, it could be understood. Your life is more than what you think it is. You have come to this very moment with me, through all that you've been through in this world, just to hear these stanzas, these sutras. You could not explain your life, what you went through, how you went through it. What was the source of it all? It is indefinable. It is intangible. It is beyond description. That's what Lhotse is saying. That the Tao, the energetic of the universe, the source of all things in the universe, is not anything that can be described by our formed imaginations. Our minds have become extremely literal. We did not notice this for the most part all during our life. We did not realize that everything our thoughts were doing were to make form. Sit with yourself. How would you describe your life without words? How would you experience your life without you in it? That is what Lhotse is saying here. From above, it's not bright. From below, it's not dark. It's nothing you can observe with your thoughts. An unbroken thread beyond description. It comes into form and then it leaves form and becomes formless again. It's indefinable beyond imagination. Can you imagine your life without you in it? What if you had to describe your life, or could describe your life, without you being in it, without me, I, you? Can you sit with that? What would it be like not to be the one that interprets your life? And does it need interpretation at all? We are like the ocean. We move. We hold many life forms in it. And then we come crashing to the earth, crashing to the shore in countless waves. These are our lifetimes. We are without form. And yet everything that we've done in form has cultivated itself into experiences. Usually they are consequences. But still, nevertheless, if you can sit in meditation, and we'll do this at the end, without you trying to meditate, without you being the meditator, let there just be meditation without you, I, me in it. There is a Sufi parable that I have always loved, and I have shared these things with you many, many times in an effort to help you. But because you are listening, the you of you is listening, you interpret it. You bring it into a place where it does not have any other relevance but what your intellect, your body, and your mind can share with you. A Sufi mystic was entering a village, and he came across a small boy who was trying to light his candle. And he saw that the little boy lit it and was holding it very gently, going into the mosque. The night was coming, and the little boy was going to the mosque to put a candle there as an act of his reverence. The mystic saw the little boy. The little boy was innocent, without thought, even without the ideal of a self. When we're small, we're like that. Everything is an experience, not something I do, but an experience. His face was bright and beautiful, lighted by the candle. So the mystic asked the little boy, "Have you yourself lighted this candle?" And the little boy looked at him and said, "Yes, sir." The mystic jokingly asked, "Then you must have seen from where the flame did come. Can you tell me where the flame comes?" The little boy, with his eyes so bright, so undaunted by ego, the little boy laughed and blew out the candle and said, "Well, sir, can you tell me now where the flame has gone?" The mystic was aghast at this and had been overturned by a small boy with his simplicity. If you're the type of person that needs answers, it must mean you're the type of person who has many questions. If you have many questions, you have not experienced your life. Life is to be imbibed. It is not something we do to get something or to make ourselves relevant in some manner in this world or even in our thoughts. How did you become relevant to your own thoughts? Just sit with that. How did I do that? How did I make me relevant to my thoughts? Or did my thoughts make me relevant to my body, to myself? It's the same question the Sufi was asking of the little boy. You can't tell. You see, we live in the indefinable. Something that is beyond tangible. We live in the beauty of experience. Life is not a thing. It is the ebb and flow of the experience. And we come into form for a while, with the ability to go beyond what seems tangible, what seems to give sound, what seems to give form. We come into this life beyond form. But we give it form because we know no better. We don't want to know better. We think too much. And in our thinking, we have derived answers that do not cultivate into insight. They are not relevant to the experience we are having. So we miss many, many lifetimes. But not to worry. We are, so to speak, recycled back into experience until we can realize we are just the experience. That's all we are. We are just the experience. We are not limbs and blood and bone and organs and brain. We are just the experience. We are without form. We are without shape. And who is there to listen to sounds? Who is there to see form? Only ourselves. We bring that into existence. And our minds wonder why. Why did we do that? That's not the point. Again, when you are searching for answers, you are missing the experience. Stop trying to understand. Surrender to the experience. Go beyond the descriptions of bright and dark, good and bad. Live without the one who speculates all the time about what is right and good, what is happening, what is not. Even as you listen to this discourse, watch your mind. What is it telling you? It is hearing only words, and it's trying to formulate answers and conclusions, suppositions. We miss. You miss this discourse. You may listen to it a few times as I've asked, but after that, it won't stick. And the reason is because your mind cannot accept what is unacceptable to your mind. Your mind wants tangible things, something to hang its hat on. But in this lifetime, in the life we are in, there is nothing to hold our hat on. Our form. When you live for the form and by the form, you and I miss everything that is formless. The little boy carrying the candle. What a metaphor. He lit the candle. He knew how to light the candle. But the Sufi mystic thought he would play a game with the little boy. Where did it come from? Striking a match? Where did the light come from? Where did the fire come from? Well, you could give all sorts of scientific answers. But what would that matter? That wouldn't answer the question. Where did the light come from in the beginning? You see, we have a hard time with anything that's indefinable, that our minds cannot use to identify itself in a grandeur that our minds require, being subject to the ego. This is very, very important for us to understand. The awakened person has huge gaps in them. They are not concerned with the trivial pursuits of the arrogant mind, the ego, the vanity, the pride. No, those who have found the way are very humble, and they lay low to the ground, as it were. They do not want to be acknowledged. They do not want adoration. They sit in compassion. They realize that the only thing that truly matters is what doesn't matter to the human mind, to the human ideals. So when you need a reset button, when you know that your head has gone into places where you're overthinking, you must take some time. Who do I think I am? Why do I think I need a who, a what, a me, an I? You have to look at life from the corners of your eyes. You have to see the subliminal. Recognize it. Your human mind will want to take your attention other places because that looks tangible to the human mind. But if you can sit without a me, an I, a you, if you can live in the essence of the experience as formless, sitting without form, sitting without confusion and doubt. If you can live in the intangible, something beyond the definition that your mind wants and desires, if you can sit in that for any period of time, you will start to realize very gently you are none of the things you were ever taught. You are none of the things your mind purported to you. When you can become formless, when you can exist as formless, your mind will drop. Your ego will no longer have the hold on you it once had. There will be a profound beauty that you have never seen before, because you can't see it separate from what you are, your existence. You are that beauty. So in our meditation, and what I'd like to do here, is I'd like you to sit with me as I do with you on this beautiful morning where I'm recording this. It's 2:07 in the morning. Gregory has not risen yet, if you know what I mean. Go to that place where you can exist beyond form, beyond what is tangible. Do you need thoughts? You know where these thoughts come from, but do you know where you come from that is beyond the thought of yourself? No longer be the thought of yourself. No longer be a thought. live in existence with me. There is no me.